more uniform. So I like how some of the artists is putting together songs and different things like that. Some of the new artists that I see, of course Kendrick Lamar, he's gonna be one of the leaders of the younger generation. He's definitely talented, and the song he did telling everybody to check themselves was good for hip hop. You know what I mean? It kind of, like if an older rapper would have said that, they would have said that the rapper's, he's salty because whatever. But being that a younger artist did it, man, it means a lot. The younger rappers listened to it and took heed, man. So I think Kendrick Lamar is going to be one of the trailblazers.
That Control record that Kendrick put out, it reminded me of something that I read that almost happened with you and Big Daddy Kane at one point. And it took a phone call and a chat to prevent the two standout artists of the generation from perhaps going back and forth on wax.
Yeah. Like any other artist, when they're at the top of their game, people want to see them clash or go at it, or people just want to compare the two, And in the beginning, people would come to me and say, yo, Kane, trying to get at you, and people would go to Kane and say, Raw trying to get at you, I guess, things of that nature. But, I took it to heart, and I wrote a song. I put a couple bars in there for him and let the rhythm hit him. And when Eric B., brother, heard it, Eric B. used to hang out with Kane. Well, they was friends. They hung out together. Eric B.'s brother, Ant Live, let Kane hear it. And, Kane gave me a call and said, it's, people gassing it up, and, he wasn't getting at me and things of that nature, and So I took the bars off, we handled it like men. I respected him calling and saying what he said, and, we left it at that, man. But I think our maturity at the point just, took the situation over and we handled it like men.